This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW, and let me admit this right up front. When stand-up comics are out of material, they resort to the old cliches. What's up with the sexes, the nuts who run the country, and the difference between New York and Los Angeles? I know that. Okay, for the past few months, I've been spending a lot of time in New York, and if it's one thing I've learned about people in New York, it's this. They spend a lot of time talking about Los Angeles. Sitting in coffee shops or bars or just sitting down wherever, and a lot of being a New Yorker is wrapped up in sitting or looking for a place to sit, my ears keep picking out phrases like, last week in Silver Lake, or there's a new place on Abbot Kinney, in such unlikely places as waiting for the D train in the 4th Street Station, or at the new Chick-fil-A on 6th Avenue. On the other hand, when I'm back in Los Angeles, I don't really overhear people talking about New York. I hear them talking about their web series and who is reading their spec, which is not to suggest that Los Angelinos are more businesslike and productive than New Yorkers. Neither really is much of either. But since I have a script due soon and I'm already late on another writing project, I spend a lot of time sitting quietly in places staring out into space totally motionless. And that means that I overhear a lot of conversations. I mean, writers are supposed to do that, right? We're supposed to overhear things and write them down in our notebooks. I guess we're all supposed to carry notebooks, and then spin wild generalizations about snippets we've heard and can't possibly understand, or make spare, sad little portraits in our minds of the woman, for instance, I heard talking near me in the big room of my Manhattan workspace about how a lot of people these days, like many of her friends, are thinking more seriously about getting an Aston Martin instead of, you know, a BMW or a Bentley. The Aston Martin, for those of you who aren't into cars, is a very high-end luxury British car. It's the one that James Bond drives. Now, I'm pretty sure she was talking to someone who worked for Aston Martin and was thinking of hiring some kind of enthusiastic marketing person because she was selling really hard. I mean, look, for all I know, there is a wave of Aston Martin buyers out there that would come under the heading of things happening not in my demographic, but the writer in me couldn't stop thinking, stop selling so hard. Even people who work for Aston Martin don't have a lot of friends who are going to buy an Aston Martin. In Los Angeles a week ago, doing roughly the same thing, sitting motionless and staring into the middle distance until enough time had passed that I could legitimately call it a day, I overheard two people talking about a recent movie that had less success at the box office than the producers had hoped. I mean, that's not the way the two people I overheard put it. People in L.A., in my experience as a person in L.A., tend to put things like disappointing box office performances and lower-than-hoped television ratings in apocalyptic terms, doing what psychologists often call awfulizing events. But it was a lot more about who was about to get fired and inside industry knowledge than what I had heard the week before in New York, which was all about the huge number of people really getting into a $200,000 car. But what I heard in Los Angeles was also at root a sales conversation, a kind of a job interview. And that's maybe the big difference between these two cities. In New York, you're always trying to sell yourself as richer than you are. And in Los Angeles, you're always trying to sell yourself as knowing more than you do. All of which, I guess, is a good reason to move to Chicago. And that's it for this week. Next week, we actually think about someone else for KCRW. This is Rob Long.